There is a major problem emanating from the mine. I think the minister, ever since the mining sector started gaining in terms of performance, has indicated that accounting for the revenue from the mines has been hazy, has been unclear, has been shrouded in a lot of mystery, controversy, and deceit. And I think we are seeing that now coming through, because we will remember that even last year there was contestation with the Minister of Mines saying that they had remitted a certain figure, and the Minister of Finance saying that they had received a certain figure. So I think that toing and throwing is now coming to bite government, especially in terms of their projections.
What are the implications here, Mr. Uchera?
The implications are mainly to do with the infrastructure projects and also maybe even civil servant salaries. I don't think government will be able to support wage increases, and they will also be able to pull through with infrastructure developments. I see those as the two immediate casualties, if we may put it that way.
So what does it mean, especially to the poor?
It means that we should demand more accountability in terms of where the minimum revenue is going. I think it's clear that there's a disconnect between what's happening in the mining industry and the rest of the economy. And if that is not synchronized, we'll have serious problems. So it means that every Zimbabwean should demand accountability as far as the mineral revenue is concerned, so that everyone benefits from the digging that's happening all around the country.